right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Beautiful.
That was some group mind.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
We're back, but just for today.
We're back.
We're back
in
person.
We were here last week.
We were here last week, but we weren't in person. I'm seeing you live in the flesh. In the flesh.
Here it is.
And the flesh is good. How's your life? How's everything going?
Good. What were we talking about before this? Oh, I've been watching a show that I need you to watch.
What is it?
And it's kind of hard to find. You can find it. Okay, so when I was in Scotland,
yeah,
my friend was like, there's this show that you have to watch. She sent me a link to watch it apparently at one point. I never tried to watch it.
Okay.
But I couldn't have anyway because it's like a British show. And so then we were at her apartment. It took us 45 minutes to find it. And I was like, we can't keep looking for the show. And she was like, I promise when we find it, it's worth it.
Oh, my God.
And it's worth it.
Wow.
And it was. So it's a reality show that started in like 2009. So you can get on Amazon on Freevee the first three seasons. But they're up to like season 30 something, I think.
Wow. This is like their Survivor.
Yes. And you know how like Love Island is on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? This is also on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wow.
And so the premise is like each episode is, well, I guess every five episodes. So like the first episode is five random strangers. So they go to, say they go to Astoria.
Okay,
but
love
it's all
it already.
In the UK.
Okay.
So they go to Astoria and they pick five strangers.
Random.
Who are having, they each have to host a dinner party.
Done.
And then the other people secretly rate them.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards.
Oh, I love this.
So
is,
you're rating the competition, you're in the competition. Yeah. You win like £1,000.
I saw this with a wedding. It was a show that was like about like brides do it.
Yes,
and then they
that was
their,
a TLC thing though.
Okay.
But I do know. So same idea.
Okay, I like that premise.
And it's so iconic. And they are so mean to each other. Oh. Well, they'll be nice sometimes, but they get wasted every episode.
Of course.
And they are very critical of each other's food.
They have to be.
People will like order food in and put it on plates and say that they made it.
I would do that. That's what I would do.
But then they know. And then when they're cooking, they go through your house. They'll go through your clothes and stuff.
Okay. That part, I feel invasive.
It's insane.
I love it. I want to do it. What
it's
would
insane.
My dinner party be? I think it'd be
you would be
Hatter
an interesting
teacher.
Character on the show.
Yes,
I would.
I would. Yes, I would.
But the thing is, their apartments are like the size of yours half the time. Like, it's not like they're doing mansions. No, but I mean, they're like very everyday American homes.
Okay, got it. Everyday Americans.
That was a
like
point of
me.
Reference. What are we pretending that you live in a mansion?
Yeah, that is sort of my character.
I don't think anyone thinks you live in a mansion.
No, I know. All right, but I will.
It's not our fault. We live in New York City.
Yeah, it's true. I just, you know.
Want people to think you live in a sprawling English chalet.
Kind of. Recently, I've been like mean about my apartment. To
what
my
do you
apartment.
Mean?
Like, I'll just be like. Like, I'll just be in my apartment being like, you look poor. And that's like the main note. Maybe it's because, honestly, winter, I get afraid with bugs, and bugs make me feel really, like, bad. So.
Bugs can be everywhere, though.
Yeah.
That has
and
nothing
I know.
To do with your apartment.
I know. It's just this, like, a feeling or something.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's, it's really just, like.
I feel like you have a nice apartment.
I know. I love my apartment. I don't know why I
Maybe
say.
Maybe you need a new piece of furniture or something.
Yeah, I think that's all I need.
Maybe like a new couch.
You know what it is also? My building, and anyone who listens who's a neighbor of mine, my building is aggressive. Like, there's this person in the building who, I think that every person has to, every building deals with packages being stolen. Okay? That's like a thing in New York. That like if you accidentally open the door for some people are stealing packages. Mm-hmm. Someone in my building is now thinks it's someone in the building, which is where I'm like, why have we turned on each other? So there's these aggressive notes in my building that are like, whoever you are, thief, someone is a thief in this building and we know who you are and we will find you and cut you down.
Like, I have seen many signs when I walk in your building that are literally printed out pictures of some, like a hand pointing, and it's like, you stole the package.
And it's just really upsetting me. Like, now it says on the outside door, like, please ring the exact apartment. We have a thief in the building. Like, and I'm like, it makes me so upset because I want to write something that's like, we don't have a thief in the building. We're probably letting someone in. If we're really that concerned, let's ask our landlord for cameras, but stop turning on each other. This is like too much. But every time I come home, there's a new mean note and I'm like, this must stop. No one's stealing from someone in the building. That's insane. And if there is, get a camera. But I'm sure we're letting someone in who's stealing.
It's probably someone in the building.
You think?
I don't know.
That's
but
wild.
I had a friend who came home from a trip and all of her laptop, her work laptop, and all of her underwear were missing.
Oh, wait. They got in her apartment?
Yeah, somebody like broke into her apartment. And then it also happened to all the women on her, the other apartments on her floor.
Oh.
And it was the like maintenance guy.
Oof. Well,
and there was like cameras in the building. Like, I'm like, he was caught in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, we don't have cameras, which would be nice to get cameras so we could just put an end to this. Like, it's just too much for me.
Or maybe it's like a person like that's losing their mind.
That's
you know how some people always think that things are happening that aren't?
Yes.
And it's like packages just go missing sometimes.
That's what I think. Like, I truly am like, I can't think of a package that I've like had stolen. When I have, there's never like a time I'll be like, it wasn't there. And then they give me my money back or send me another. Like, it's never that big an issue.
Yeah.
I find.
I mean, one time my mom sent me an afghan that she had made, which took like hundreds of hours. And then this is when I lived in Ridgewood and it never came. And it said it had been delivered. And I went to the post office and they said they didn't have it. I went to like the streets because sometimes our packages would go to like the same address on the street over.
Yeah.
And like looked in their building. They didn't have it. And then like 3 weeks later, I think the post office like left me a thing that I had in a package.
Oh.
And they had like had it there the whole time.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that worked out.
Yeah. But
it could have been stolen.
It could have been stolen.
One time I had a package that was opened. I guess I think I had ordered clothes or someone sent me clothes. And the clothes were just everywhere, but nothing was taken, which was even more hurtful. Someone was like, ew, who ordered this? I'm not taking anything, but I will throw it all over.
When I was just thinking about when I moved out of my last apartment, we were getting rid of a bunch of stuff. And
yeah.
I just put a table in the lobby and put it all in the lobby and put a free sign on it.
Great.
And it was gone in like 20 minutes.
I bet. Whenever my street's pretty busy, whenever I put stuff out and say free, it's gone so quick.
There's something so freeing about giving away furniture. And it's like, I'm putting it in the hall and guess what? It's not my problem anymore.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, I don't know you. I've never known you.
But I don't have the guilt of throwing it out.
Yes. I have this thing in my head where things have value to me and then they have no value. So I buy this
things
sign.
Things immediately have no value. Not immediately, but once I decide it has no value.
That's the problem. Like, my friend will be like, hold on to it to try to sell it. And I'm like, why? It's worthless. She's like, to you now. Remember when you thought it was worth $500? Like, I'm like, ew, it's gross. It doesn't fit in here. She's like, try to sell it. I'm like, no one will want it.
No, the vibes are off on it now.
That's how it goes. It goes from zero to nothing. And then I'm like, get it out of here.
And then I've done it again where I've like cleaned out too many clothes. And I'm like, where are all my clothes?
Oh, no.
Because I did a very big deep clean on my closet.
Did you?
Very big deep clean.
I'm mad I wasn't there.
Like, took out, you know, I don't think because I'm so quick with it.
Are you quick?
Which is probably a problem.
Yeah. Do you try stuff on?
No.
That's the trick.
No.
I am going to tell you that is the trick.
I'm not unbuttoning and buttoning something.
Why? You have to try it on and see how it feels. Because sometimes I'll be like, I don't like this anymore. And I'll try it on. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I do look good in
this. Also, it's like things aren't fitting. So like I get frustrated and I'm like, I can't
Yeah.
Look at
it. Well, sometimes when it doesn't fit, yeah, that's obviously frustrating, but like...
But I took like all my drag clothes because I haven't been using them, but I did save them.
Good.
And put them in like vacuum seal bags.
Okay, cool.
But then I did get rid of a lot of...
Fun stuff?
Not fun stuff, just like...
Gross stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, bye. But now you have nothing to wear. Like
basic...
Should we go shopping?
No.
You would never go shopping with me.
I don't shop in person.
And we could shop online.
Like, I hate shopping.
Okay.
Because it's hard to find fun things in my size.
It's very...
See, this is the thing. We're back onto the argument of Ozempic, which we were not arguing about. We were just discussing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see both sides of the argument. Whatever. But
yeah.
I'm like, if I was skinny,
yeah,
my fashion would be off the chart. There is no excuse...
I know.
...for an average-sized person to dress poorly.
I understand, and I'm with you on that. I think... A lot of places, are for, we all know that.
Every place.
Every place. But that
you're wearing a medium, you better be turning a look, honey.
Yeah.
Okay? Because even if you go to the Salvation Army, everything's in your size.
I know. It's fashion is such a fucked up place. But there are really good places now. Have you ever looked at Big Bud Press?
What is the name?
Big Bud Press. It's a really cool place. I love them. They're LA. They have a New York store too. They go up to 5X, I think. And they have just really cool pants and like jumpers and stuff. And they're unisex. And I just really like them.
Oh, I'll check that out.
Thank you. I think you'd actually really like it, especially because some of their things, I love things where it's like you put it on, you zip it up, you're done.
Yeah.
You know? Or even their pants have like elastic, which I like, so that like it fits like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of places say we have plus sizes and then they don't. Like they'll be sold out all the time.
Right. They really do. And their models are too. They seem like a really good small. I like them because they seem like a really good company.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I see you.
But anyway.
So you got rid of a lot of your clothes. Good for you. I have to do that with some of my clothes, I think. I really
clean that shit out.
Good for you.
It was like 4 garbage bags.
I just started dressing again, like getting dressed every day. And that feels really good.
I hate getting dressed, but I get it.
Well, when I do, I really feel like myself. I'll be like, okay, you bad little bitch. And I'll like walk around being like, you own this city. And people forgot that.
What a little silver dress and a red lip. And you feel I've like you I've been a lip whore.
I almost don't go out without either a dark lip or a red lip.
Yeah. If I was a woman, I would be all the time.
It's
with
so...
Lips. But with beard, I don't like it with my beard.
I love it. Because then it's like...
I'm not like against it, but for me, it's just not the style.
It's not the style. It's been my thing. And whenever I wear it, I'm like, God, I'm contagious.
I live and I breathe. Okay, guys. So this is our last episode until the new year.
Yes. But there's a lot of fun things coming in the new year and we're really excited about it.
And we'll have some Patreons up this month, which we will do ASAP we'll Rocky. Talk about do we want to talk New Year's resolutions? I don't really have any.
I don't think I have any other than to just be more like just to lean in hard. I think.
In what regard?
Just be fearless. Like, I actually remember, like, being afraid to wear a red lip because I'd be like, God, that really, like, asks for attention or, like, people will notice you. And I'm like, really? Fucking beg for it. Yeah.
You wear fried eggs around your neck.
I know. But I'm saying, like, that's the new me.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, the old me didn't. And, like, the new me is, like, I like to just take up
make
space.
Make a statement.
Yeah. Take up space. Make a statement.
Yeah.
Scream from the rooftops this next year. 2023 was a reckoning year for me. A lot of growth, a lot of pain. And I'm excited to like really flourish in 2024.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto.
I love that. Ditto. Same.
Ditto, same.
Should we do
a Hallmark?
A holiday Hallmark?
Yes.
The Hallmark movie.
Yes, and thank you.
Do you want to start it?
Wow, should I?
Or should I start it?
Do you have one?
No, but I can.
Okay, you start it.
Okay. Okay. A.
Ooh, picture this.
Picture this.
Yeah.
A. Ooh. High powered.
Yeah.
Attorney just keeps coming to
me. I love an attorney.
She's a high-powered attorney.
Attorney.
For the environment.
Oh, my God.
For ruining
it. We need an attorney for the environment. Are you kidding? Somebody create this
for ruining the environment.
Oh, for ruining?
That's what they all say. What she works for a logging company.
Wait. A logging? Like logs?
Yes.
Oh.
Like chopping down wood.
Okay. Wow.
So deforestation, if you will.
Okay. She works for a log.
Really misplacing deer.
Wow.
She's working in the offices. So, you know, it's okay. A little further removed for her. Okay?
Right.
This is a Fortune 500 company and a part of it happens to deal in logging. It's a big business, but people need paper. Not as much as they.
Sorry.
What's going on?
I thought I unplugged my mic. Did I?
No.
It's working. Okay, great. Sorry.
Not as much as they used to.
Oh.
Need paper, but we still use paper products.
Famously, paper is still one of the most used things. And every contract I've ever seen, honey, print it, put it in paper.
Really?
You know what I mean?
I don't.
A lot of it's like, but then someone always sends you a hard copy.
I don't.
No?
And I think maybe if you request that.
I think I do request it. I don't remember.
Okay.
I haven't signed a contract in a very long time.
So she's working in deforestation.
Okay, love
it's
that.
It's on the news. People are protesting.
As they should.
Well, the main, there's a guy leading the protest.
A guy?
And he is, well, he's on the news.
Oh, okay.
And he's in the frame of the camera and he's cut off here.
Okay, can't see the forehead, really.
And he's being interviewed and he's really taking over the interview because he's so charming.
God, he's charming. And that poor cameraman does not know how to frame a shot.
No,
and that's
and
upsetting.
His olive skin and perfectly manicured beard.
Wow. I love a well-kept beard.
Against the red and black flannel that he's wearing. He looks as though he's a lumberjack, but really he's there
to defend the trees.
The trees. And in fact, he has built a treehouse.
Interesting.
In the middle of the forest.
Wow.
The trees of a small town in Minnesota.
Oh.
And he is staying there. He's going to stay in the tree
so that they
can't take it down.
Smart.
And it is the woods outside of a beautiful little town called Chipmunk.
Oh, Chipmunk.
Yeah. And so Chipmunk, Minnesota. And
yeah.
They're like, he can't do this, whatever, whatever. It's
right.
A protest.
It's a protest.
And so they're like, we need to get legal out here. And
yeah,
so
yeah,
she's
yeah.
watching and she's like, number one, she's feeling a little put off by how handsome he is. And
yeah.
She's like, ugh, I hate his stupid, handsome face.
Yeah, stupid little thick eyebrows
and
commanding
her,
me.
Her friend.
Yeah.
Is like, he must be tall if it's So her name is Connie Sparkles.
Connie Sparkles. I love that.
And his name, the friend, is
Champ.
Desmond Proper.
Oh my God. Desmond Proper and Connie Sparkle?
And the
I'm dead.
Sounds like drag queen.
I love them.
And then the guy on TV's name
yeah.
is Jeff.
Ooh. Jeff Wood.
Foxworthy.
Foxworthy.
No relation to the comedian of the same name.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
And so she's like, I don't want to go out there. And Desmond is like, yeah, we have plans at the martini bar tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to win back Adam. And Adam is her boyfriend who is the owner of this company that they work at.
Wow. Whenever you hear you're going to win back, we're already in a bad space.
And she's like, I don't care because I don't want to win him back. Oh. He cheated on me, Desmond.
Yeah. Desmond, you know that.
He's a billionaire. Who gives a shit what he did?
I do.
I would fuck an alligator if it meant money.
Okay. I feel like and you should ask for that raise.
I have asked for a raise and you haven't given it to me.
It's me? Listen, yes. Once we get through this next.
I'm the shark.
You are a shark.
I'm your shark. I basically you are my shark. Go in and shut down small businesses.
Yeah.
Really ruin family owned things. I'm the mean one.
You're the mean one. And I get to be the kind of analytical, logistical shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're equals.
I love that. Come in as cleanup.
And so they come in and they're like, you guys have to go.
Oh.
I'm like, go where? And they're like, go to Chipmunk and turn this around. We need to make them realize this is good for the town because right. It's going to bring commerce and it's going to bring jobs.
It always brings jobs.
Because the Walmart that they're going to build on that land
exactly.
probably will it's bring jobs. And everyone's going to need a job because all the businesses in town are going to close about 4 months after the Walmart Supercenter
absolutely.
Opens. And it's a good thing.
It's a great thing. You guys aren't hearing what a great thing this is. And hey, if this goes through, I can give you the promotion.
And Walmart has meat now.
Wow.
Which is also a big talking point I think we should use for the Midwest.
A great talking point for the Midwest, where the
we
meat is
we just basically meeting. Have to go and make Walmart sound amazing.
Guns and all.
We have to convince the tree guy.
The tree guy to get out of the tree.
So we can take the trees down.
So we can get the trees.
And we have to convince the townspeople that this is good.
This is a really good thing. And again, he says that you'll get the raise if we can do this.
Who says that?
The guy, my ex-boyfriend, who owns the company.
What are you doing talking to him?
Well, I thought he was telling us that we have to go to Chipmunk.
Oh, I thought you were communicating through Cynthia.
No, well, I hopped on the phone real quick just to get details.
So you are trying to get him back?
No, I'm not. I just wanted to get my stuff back.
Okay. It seems like...
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, but I'm trying to get my stuff back, and he said we could both have a raise if we do this.
Okay, great.
Love that.
So they go to Chipmunk.
We go to Chipmunk.
Obviously on a private plane.
Love that for us.
They hit geese on the way there just for fun.
Oh, yay, yay. So bad for the propeller. But good for us.
We have special propellers.
Just for geese.
To snap geese in half.
Oh, yay, yay.
And we watch with binoculars and upload it to YouTube.
And scream laughing. We're on lots of drugs. I think it's fake. And that's the sad part.
And I'm always like, it's not.
And I'm like, no way. Because that would mean we're flying kind of low.
Well, it's private.
It's the geese gay. Oh, yeah, it's private.
And so we're flying. We land in Chipmunk.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you want to take over?
I take over. So we land in Chipmunk. It's cold here.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, it's cold, you know? Like, I'm wearing a fur, but I'm almost like, do I have my other fur to double fur it?
Yeah.
And I look like a chipmunk.
And I'm like, I guess those pills from the flight are still...
So we're getting out. We're freezing. We're waiting. And this truck comes up. And it's like a pickup truck. You know what I mean? Like a big kind of pickup truck, mm-hmm. big wheels. And this guy gets out of the truck. Really nice leather boots. First thing I see. Jeans tapered to the leg. You know what I'm saying?
What color are the boots?
The boots are brown.
Okay.
Surprisingly, yeah. They're dirty a little bit.
Are we talking like Italian leather or yeah. like cowboy boots?
No, Italian leather. A proper man.
He's wearing them for working boots?
Yeah.
Are they steel toe?
I think so.
where are you getting Italian leather steel toe boots?
He makes them himself.
Oh my God, those must be expensive.
They really are, but they last forever. And the jeans are dark and they're tapered. And then he has like...
Are they dirty?
They're really dirty. They're really, really dirty boots.
Are the jeans?
The jeans are just clean. They're pretty clean. Yeah.
Okay.
Which we love. And then he's wearing like a...
He works on the field, but he's not working hard on the field. Yeah, he did at one point.
Right. He's managing.
But now he's managing.
He's sort of management. And he's wearing like a light blue shirt, which makes his like little blue eyes pop. He has like these circular little glasses. He has like dark hair and he has on a big like brown leather coat. And he's like,
we just got to Williamsburg.
No. He's like, Connie and Damien?
Desmond.
Desmond?
Yes. He's... Now I have a bad taste in my mouth. He didn't know my name.
He's like, I'm here to pick you guys up. I run the forest.
You run the forest?
I own the forest.
You own the forest. I think we own the forest.
Oh, okay.
Because we're tearing it the fuck down.
Right. Okay, you guys own the forest, but I own a local business in town as well as I'm the mayor.
Okay.
First and foremost, he's the mayor of Chipmunk. And he's like, let's get your stuff in. He takes all of our stuff. He puts it in the trunk as we're getting in.
And I'm like, is it customary for the mayor to also be the town bellboy?
And he's like, this is a small town. We treat our people right.
It's about to be even smaller.
And as he closes the trunk, I see what looks like
a body,
an LGBT flag on the trunk. Okay. And I'm like, oh.
And I'm like, oh, God.
You're like an ally. And he's like.
I'm like, what was that? Your fucking talking point to get elected mayor? You're going to let the queens move in?
He's like, no, I am gay. I'm openly gay.
Oh, my God. I've seen everything. A gay mayor in.
Chipmunk.
In Chipmunk, Minnesota.
Chipmunk actually has a very strong gay population.
Does it? Wow. Why is that?
It's a lot of people thought Chippendale, Chipmunk. There was confusion back in the day.
So a lot of people looking for Chippendales moved to Chipmunk, Minnesota?
Yeah.
So they're the worst kind of gay people.
It's got a great community here.
Oh, very interesting.
Thank you. All right.
Creepy almost.
Hop in the truck.
Horror movie.
No. This is a romance. Hop in the truck. He drives us. He's like, I'm going to take you to the forest where the protest is happening. I'm sure that's where you guys want to go.
I guess.
Isn't that why you're here?
Yeah, we're here for a few reasons.
What are the reasons?
We're here because we wanted to see the beautiful little town that a new Walmart supercenter / distribution center will bring so much joy to.
He's like, no.
Yes.
No way. Will. We don't want a Walmart
it
here.
Will.
That's what you're
they have
cutting
so
down
much.
The forest for?
That and to sell the wood to be turned into furniture for wealthy people that live in Manhattan.
Okay. We're going to have to figure this out because that's okay. You just added fuel to the fire.
You can help us figure
fuel
out the layout
the fire,
of,
man.
The
Walmart.
Interior of the Walmart.
Thanks so much. I'm going to pass on that.
It seems like you maybe have some expertise in design or
thank you
cashiering.
For that.
We can offer you a job as a cashier.
Okay. And as you say that, we pull up to the big treehouse, which this man needs an award because he built what looks like almost a little home.
Yeah.
A station, if you will, up in the sky between
stunning.
The trees. Really well made.
I love a treehouse.
Me too. It's a
nothing
big ladder.
Nothing gets me
up.
Harder than a treehouse.
Really?
Well, not actually harder, but like, oh. I think it's so cool. I've always wanted to see like a fancy treehouse in real life.
That would be nice. That would be really fun. So they're like, you got to climb up. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm kind of
climb.
Scared of heights. I know.
This guy didn't put in an
there's a ladder, but it's still a climb.
Elevator of sorts?
No.
How does he get products up here? Maybe a bucket? Can you ride up
yeah,
the bucket?
Yeah, there's a There's a pulley system. And I'm like, I don't want people, I don't want to hear heave-hoeing as we're getting pulled up, you know?
I don't think, is he going to just let you go up there?
I think that's the plan, is we're going to go up there and try to talk to him.
Okay.
Are you coming? Come on. I'm really scared.
I don't want to go up and talk to like this a strap. Fucking weirdo.
I think there's a strap that I can wear around my belt, and, like around the side.
And that's when the guy who was driving, whose name is Mayor.
Mayor Churchill.
What's his first name?
Winston
Churchill?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I guess the other guy's Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
So Mayor Winston Churchill is like, I'll go up with you. I've known Jeff Foxworthy since school. We grew up together.
Cute.
Our moms are friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you ever fuck?
Wow.
And he's like, what? And I'm like, sorry, that was very aggressive. have you ever hooked up sexually?
Right.
I just want to know what we're getting ourselves into up there.
And I say, honestly, me too.
No, Jeff Foxworthy is not gay. In fact, he used to be quite the womanizer.
Ugh.
And then he met his wife and she passed away a few years back. And ever since, this is kind of all he cares about. Wood.
I get that.
And so he's like, I'll go up with you.
Okay,
and
great.
So we all go up together.
We all go up slowly but surely. One ladder. Little step at a time. You know what I mean?
And the one I'm, it breaks.
No.
And I fall to a little bit.
No. We all make it up. And he kind of like helps us up at the top too. You know what I mean? We like step through the little
hole.
Wow,
he's very,
like,
this guy's very,
he's chivalrous.
A lot nicer than I thought he'd be.
He's strong and he's chivalrous. You thought he'd be mean? No.
The tree guy?
He's nice.
I thought
really
he'd be upset
nice.
With us.
Well, he's like, come on in.
Because we're the ones there to get him out. And I'm like, thank you so much. You would make an excellent Walmart greeter.
And he's like, get out.
Oh, sorry?
No way is this going to be a Walmart.
No, I was just kidding.
I'm living in here forever.
Have you seen my beautiful friend?
Connie Sparkle.
And he does catch your eye.
Well, of course he does.
Because he is just as tall as he looked on TV.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm talking... He is about a 16th of these spruces that we're in. So that would be a typical 100-year-old spruce in Minnesotan Midwestern
Minnesota?
Weather.
Yeah.
If it's a harvest year.
It is.
That would make it approximately 42 feet tall. 42 feet divided by 16 is 7'16". And that would mean he's about 6'2".
6'2"-ish. Wow. So he's tall.
He's pretty tall.
He really is tall. And his legs, it's like, where do they go? You know what I mean? There's so much leg. Where does it go?
Wow. Is he mostly leg?
He's also torso.
Okay.
Neck
so
and head.
He's just a body. And he is like, please have a seat. And he's kind of made these amazing.
Beautiful.
Couches.
I love
them. He's a beautiful, excellent craftsman.
Truly. I'm like, I can't believe he built this so quickly. And I can't believe how at home I feel in here.
And I'm like, it's interesting that you don't mind using wood to make furniture.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
He's like, well, I honor the wood.
What does that fucking mean?
It means I take the wood and I make it into something beautiful that people can use. I don't take
that's
the
what
wood
I'm trying
get
to do
rid
with
of it.
I'm
and
gonna
put
turn
up a
it
Walmart?
Into furniture. We're gonna sell the wood.
That's not the same thing. And this town runs on local business. You're gonna bring in a Walmart?
Yes.
I don't want it's, that.
Imagine all those local businesses
crumbling.
Cramped into one big one,
no.
And none of the annoying people that run them are there. And so everything's cheaper.
But that's the problem.
With?
it'll ruin.
They have a nail studio. Can I interest you in a salon?
He's like, I don't.
And Connie Sparkle's like, okay, why don't you just...
Why don't we all...
Chill out.
Take a sec.
For a minute.
Take
You're coming in real hot.
Everybody's... This is a hot situation.
And I'm the shark.
And he is the shark and you know... And I think that what would be fun is to play a drinking game. I'm like, maybe we play a drinking game. We're all in a little treehouse. We play a little drinking game. We have a little fun. We get down tonight.
Is there booze up here?
He's like, yeah, of course. I've got a full kitchen. which I love. He's like, let me make dinner. I'm like, this is fun. And he's like,
how did you get gas in here?
He's got like an electric stove.
How does
portable.
He get electric?
It's portable.
How does he get electric?
It's portable. Like a, you know, when you go camping and people have those little stoves and you buy them.
Like a gas one?
Gas one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's a gas stove. Anyhow, so he makes...
It's like a propane tank.
I guess.
It's like a grill.
Okay, it's a grill. Super cute. There's also like a deck area. So we're outside on the deck. Outside on the deck looking
is
at the...
Is it two floors?
It's...
Or multiple floors?
It's really
big. Is it
like
built throughout the trees?
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's a lot like Hook, but like a nice hotel.
Okay.
You know how there's like different areas you can go?
In Hook? I haven't really watched Hook.
You have to watch. It's so good.
Anyhow. I did just watch Jumanji for the first time.
Oh my God. Did it wreck you? It wrecked me.
Yeah, but then at the end, it's a happy ending.
I mean, thank God. But before that, I was like, I can't.
Yeah, it's devastating.
I'm inconsolable. Inconsolable.
Bonnie Hunt is amazing.
Incredible.
Anyway.
I miss Bonnie. Where is she?
She still does voices for things.
Okay, good. I really love her.
She's the voice of the girl in Cars.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that. Wow. Cars, that's a huge franchise.
Yeah.
Happy for her. So she probably doesn't need to work.
I think she's doing very well.
She's like, I'm Bonnie Hunt and I'll never work again.
Yeah.
All right. So we're in the treehouse. He's making dinner. We're sitting there playing a card game. We're so present. You know what I mean? Because we're playing cards.
Yeah. And it's rare that I'm present.
I know. And I'm like, there you are, Desmond.
I'm just having fun playing Uno.
You're having so much fun playing Uno. And I'm like, I didn't even know you were competitive. And you were like, at everything. I love Uno. And I was like, that's so fun. So we're playing Uno. We're
and
talking.
I love Uno's.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Well, absolutely. He's making pizza.
Mm.
He's making pizza, which is so cute.
Yeah.
Pizza? That's really cute. And
in
he makes personal size pizzas. Everyone gets a little pizza.
That's so nice.
So nice. So we're sitting there, we're eating pizza, we're laughing. And he's like, isn't this beautiful? He's like, why would you want to take this away to build a Walmart?
Well, it's not that I'm not going to live here.
But that's the thing. You're going to go back home and you're not going to ever think about the people here again.
That's so true. That's my job, to not think about people, to think about the dollars.
Well, maybe it's good then that you're meeting some of the people and spending time here so that you can witness what it is that you're going to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm also looking for a manager.
What?
To manage the Walmart.
I'm not going to work at Walmart.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm hearing that you still want to be in the running.
Don't put me in the running. There will be no Walmart. I could live up here for 2 years without going down.
Interesting. Wait, sorry. Who am I talking to? I thought I was talking to
this is
the
Jeff.
Mayor.
Oh.
The mayor's gay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just having a nice conversation with the other guy?
Yeah, we're all there.
Okay.
Okay.
What a waste of time.
Then the mayor swoops in.
And I'm like, sorry, like, why are we? Yeah. I was like, let's switch the seating chart.
I'm like, go fish.
What?
Okay. So then the mayor is like,
I don't know go fish enough to respond.
Okay. The mayor's like, do you like to stargaze?
What?
Do you like to stargaze?
I.
Do you ever look at stars?
I've done ecstasy and in a warehouse.
Okay. Well, you probably can't even see stars in the big old city.
Oh, you'll see stars if you do ecstasy in the warehouse.
Well, do you want to see real stars that are actually there?
I guess we should before we get the floodlights in from the construction.
Okay, yeah, come this way. He takes you like around. It's like a wraparound porch up there, okay? He takes you around.
I love how many private spaces
this treehouse
has. I know,
it's really nice. It's a big treehouse.
It's lovely.
It's really beautiful. Thank God there's a guest room and everything.
I love it.
I know.
We're staying here?
Maybe. We haven't decided. So you go around the back and he's like, do you see that star?
Is that the Star of David?
What?
Is that the Star of David?
The Star of David is Is there a star in the sky? No. Okay. I'm like, I think that's a Jewish, like, you wear it.
Mm, that's the only star that I know. I'm from New York.
He's like, that's that's the Big Dipper.
Oh.
Do you see it?
I guess. Is that the spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you see that star? That's the Little Dipper.
Okay. Cool. So, what's up?
I don't know. I'm just trying to like, aren't the stars so pretty?
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you want to just fast forward this
moment? No, I'm trying to get through it.
I'm not.
I'm getting through it. I'm just trying to figure out my move. Sorry, you make me nervous.
Oh, well, I should.
Okay. Should
listen,
you?
Listen, what are we doing here? Are we going to make out? Are we just here to watch the stars?
I kind of thought we could fall into both.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm the shark.
Okay, I know that.
Which means one thing. I'll eat you alive.
Okay. Do you know that song, Baby, There's a Shark in the Water?
Baby Shark?
Baby, there's a shark in the water. That used to be my anthem for a few years.
I don't think I know it.
I'm going to play it.
Okay.
At some point after this. But
do you have a grand piano up here too? Oh, no. This is Jeff's house. You're the mayor.
I'm just the mayor. Just the mayor.
So do you have a nice house?
Yeah, I do. It's really big.
And then you and Jeff are back at the fire.
Wait, okay. Oh, the fire? That's nice.
Yeah, because we're
there's
having
a fire pit. Yeah.
The moment's getting too intimate for
Hallmark.
For
Lifetime.
Desmond.
Okay.
You guys are at the fire, and he's like, so you really want to take down this thing? And you're like, it's what's my job.
It's my job.
And he's like, how many Walmarts have you put up? And you're like,
69.
Wink. And you're like, just kidding. 75.
Sorry, I'm drunk a little.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, so 75 and how many whatever? And he's like, so you've put so many people out of business.
Well, and we've also created jobs.
He's like, yeah, but not jobs that people like.
Right. But, yeah, I try not to think about it, like, too much.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe you're overthinking. And then you're like, maybe I am. And then you kiss him.
Wow. Good for me.
And good for you. And he's like, whoa. And you're like, we gotta go. And so then we...
I practically jump out of the... Just kidding.
Yeah, you jump in the bucket and it... And it's like, like wheels, like flies down, but stops just before the.
Thank God.
And then I jump down holding the other side and you fly back up. And then when I get to the bottom, I drop you.
The roper. Oh.
I drop the rope and you fly back down again. And then finally, we're both at the bottom and we've had a hilarious.
Very funny.
Physical comedy.
I love that. That really is funny.
Scene.
How do we do that in real life? That's
and
funny.
And both guys are just like,
"Are you?
How are you going to get back?" And I'm like, we're fine.
Piss off.
And so montage, montage. We're hitchhiking. We're hitchhiking. We get back to town. We go to a little inn. Okay.
Yeah.
We're meeting with the people the next day.
Okay.
And it's people are mad at us. People okay. are locking the door on us. Ooh. People are
spitting,
ooh. Slapping, holding up signs that say "fuck get you," out. "fa," yeah. and then it's blurred.
Wow.
And I'm like, I thought people in small towns were supposed to be
nice.
And I'm like, finally, here's a diner. I just want a slice
yeah,
of pie.
Me too.
We sit down. We order slices of pie. She brings them out and poof, right in the face on both of us. And she's like, they're never going to sell. I never want to see any Marie Callender pies in this town. Because, of course, you
of
can
course.
Get that at Walmart.
Of course you can.
The chocolate
Walmart,
cream, delicious.
Those are really good, unfortunately.
And so we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. We're dejected.
Yeah, we're upset.
And we get in a bit of an argument.
That's the real thing in the coffin.
Like, it's
you know?
Your fault.
And I'm like, you don't even think about these people.
I don't care about these hillbillies.
You came from a town like
and
this.
And as I say, someone dumps a bucket of water on my head from above.
God.
A bird shits on me.
Jeez.
And then I'm like, I would be better off without you here.
Yeah.
I would already be done and home with my boyfriend.
Your what?
My boyfriend. I could have gotten a boyfriend by Christmas if I had been home.
Oh, sure. Would it be my ex?
Yeah.
You backstabbing little bitch.
Yeah.
I
actually,
bet it would be.
I tried and he didn't want to do it.
Well, he did with other people in the office.
But not me. Trust me. I tried and tried again.
And I go, you know what? Screw you.
Fuck off.
And we start walking in different directions.
Yeah.
And we're both, this is, the music's playing. This is, we didn't think this would happen.
Running through my head, through my head.
All the things you said, running through my head.
The lesbian song running through my head.
Absolutely. And then a truck pulls up next to you. It's going at the same pace.
And I'm like, if you're going to kill me, go for it.
Do it. And it's the mayor. And he's like, get in.
Like, what do you want, fairy?
Okay. Why don't you get in?
I'm covered in mustard.
I know. You can come to my apartment.
And pie. And bird shit.
Wow. People in this town are aggressive. And people I didn't mean to
upset.
Tell you that. They're really pissed. They're not going to let this happen.
I just wanted to make some furniture and build a Walmart and take home $1 million bonus for the holidays. Is that so bad?
I think so. Because you'd be taking that money from all these innocent people who have
innocent? Look at me.
Well, I mean, they're angry. You're taking their businesses, their livelihood. They're scared.
Well, okay.
Why don't you get in the car?
All right. I feel like you're probably going to murder me, but
I'm
at this point, I don't
you.
Care.
I just feel like, you know, nothing's going to be decided tonight. Why don't you take a hot shower? You can borrow some of my clothes. Okay.
Thanks. Do you have a tailor on staff?
I have really nice, comfy clothes. They're going to fit you. They might even be a little big.
So you dated fat shoulders people before?
You. Stop it. Stop it.
And so then?
So then you take a shower, which is really nice. Good water pressure at his house. And he puts all the clothes in the bathroom for you. So respectful. Okay? And you dry off and you get all clean. You come out and you're like, I'm feeling a lot better. And he's like, you look a lot better.
Thanks.
So there's a room down the hall. You're more than welcome to sleep in. But if you want to cuddle, if like that would make you feel better, sometimes when I've had a hard day, like a little cuddle will be nice.
Why don't, if you want to do it, let's just do it. Okay. I'm not going to beat around the bush here with this cuddling.
Okay. You don't like to cuddle.
No, listen, I don't want to have this conversation. Sorry, it's aggressive now.
Yeah, come just lie down for a second. And you lie down, you're facing away from him, and you're sort of like upset. You're like really tense, and he's like, relax. And he's running his fingers through your
hair.
This
man must not have gotten it in years if he's trying this hard for me, who has just been insulting him the whole time.
He's trying to get you comfortable and relaxed.
I bet.
Because you're like, I am relaxed, and you're very tense. So he's just relaxing you, and you're turned away from each other.
Jesus, what is this, Pornhub or Hallmark?
Well, finally you turn towards him and then you guys kiss. And then it cuts to a different scene.
My God.
I really liked that.
I bet you did.
I do. I love
slipping over off your chair over there.
Let me explain to you something. I would love a man to say, come shower, have all the clothes laid out. I get changed in the bathroom. I come out. He said, let's cuddle. I'm like, yeah, that man's getting laid that night. That's what men forget. If you just don't say anything and put no pressure, everything will come to you. As soon as pressure's put on, no
asking,
one's doing anything.
Do you want to cuddle? That's pressure.
Really?
I think so.
Let's cuddle?
You think if a guy that you had owned, this is like the first time out of the Hallmark.
Yeah.
In real
We're taking
life,
a break.
If a guy asked you to cuddle.
Yeah. I would just cuddle.
But that's not his intention, probably. I would assume he wants more.
Yeah, but if he, but. That I'd have to be, I would still be in control of it.
Mike, what do you think?
Repeat the question.
Do you think that if a guy after
I'm
a first date,
he didn't have a hope. I'm sure he had a hope.
Tells you you can shower at my apartment and then we can cuddle. Do you think this man would be wanting sex?
But every guy wants sex. I'm saying, but like he would, the way he set it up, he's not expecting anything.
Guess again.
Like, I'm not saying he's expecting. I'm not going to say he's going to like kick you out.
Yeah, of course not.
But I'm saying he is intending to have sex.
Well,
to have sex.
Joke's on them, because I really take things literally and I don't do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to like.
Yeah.
Be like, get out of my house, you dumb bitch.
Yeah,
you
that's insane.
I'm just saying that he has ulterior motives.
Maybe. Some do. I don't think that's true for everybody.
For a stranger. Maybe not for like someone you've known for a while.
Right.
But like if it's after a first date.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends.
Let us know what you guys think.
Whatever. I think it depends.
And ask your husbands too.
Ask your husbands.
Okay, so back to the thing. So obviously I'm fucking this guy because he asked to cuddle.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
And you're still trudging through.
I'm walking sad listening to that lesbian anthem.
And
all
it's
the things
snowing,
you said. Yeah,
course.
And I'm crying at this point.
And suddenly a truck comes and it sprays you with snow.
Oh my God.
And it's like you get lost in a fury of
rage.
Snow.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you know I what?
Get,
hold
like,
on. Beep, beep, beep.
Rewind.
Reverse. Rewind.
Okay.
You get lost in the woods.
Yikes.
And you're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And that's when you hear over an intercom, Connie? And you're right near the treehouse. And he, of course, now has installed an intercom system.
Smart.
So that he can talk to the animals and things. And
that's fun.
And you're like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And he's like, do you want to come up for hot cocoa and Sex in the City?
I'm like, lower the bucket. And I get my ass in that bucket. I come up, he has massive rug burns. I'm like, what's that from? He's like, nothing.
I was cooking earlier.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, thanks, which is very polite. We love that about him. So I'm like, do you have a shower I could take?
And he's like, yeah, of course.
Great. So I take a shower. He lays out some really nice clothes for me. I get out. I'm privately getting changed. I'm putting on these.
And you're like, why do you have women's clothes in this treehouse?
Oh. He's like, those are unisex.
UNI sex.
And I'm like, oh, great. They are so soft and I really like them. Where's that hot cocoa you mentioned?
Oh, hold on. I'm making it.
Okay, cool.
Here.
Oh, thank
made.
You. It's hot. So, oh, my God. It was such a rough night. Me and my best friend are fighting.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Do you mind? I'm like, we're fighting. I don't even know
this
where Desmond is.
This guy also has ulterior motives, FYI.
Okay. Well, good luck to him. Okay. So I'm like, I'm crying. I've taken the mood down a lot. This man thinks whatever. I'm sobbing. Good luck.
And he's, he still wants to have sex.
All right. Well, I'm like.
He's drying your tears with his hand.
Wow.
His calloused finger rubs across your soft face.
That's really nice. Thank you for saying that. And then I'm like, oh, God, I just really need to release some steam.
And he's like, you know what's a great way to release steam?
What?
Mousetrap. And he puts the Mousetrap board game down.
Oh, my God. Cool.
He's playing the long game.
I love that game. That's a great long game.
And because you're like, he's going to say sex and I might do it because I want to have sex with him, but then I'll never have sex with him again.
Right.
But then he knows that.
He knows that.
And so he's like, let me play Mousetrap. Okay. And then we'll have sex.
Absolutely. Because
it'll lead from a fun, rousing game.
So rousing.
Of
when
Mousetrap.
I scream like that.
And so you guys are playing Mousetrap. He made pizza rolls.
What? I love pizza rolls.
Okay. Hot cocoa. Everyone's in pajamas.
Oh my God. We're
having
so much
fun. He's projecting
his
Love Actually on TV.
I'm just kidding.
He has like one of those projectors. So you're watching a huge version of
Love
Actually
in the trees.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, that woman wasn't big. She was beautiful.
She was small.
Small, if anything, and beautiful. And I say, I know, you're right.
And he's like, I feel so bad for Emma Thompson.
I know.
I would never cheat on Emma Thompson. And did you also know that that same year that Love Actually was made, she was actually cheated on?
Ay, ay, ay.
The actress.
Oh.
Her husband was cheating on her with Helena Bonham Carter. And then all three of them were in a movie together years later.
What?
And that's true.
Jesus. That's sorry, a role I don't friends. Think I would take. They'd be like, your ex and his new
Harry
lovers.
Potter.
What?
That was the movie they were all in together.
Oh.
Was in one of the Harry Potters.
I guess if it's that
but she
big
said
a movie.
In an interview that she was like friends with Helena Bonham Carter now and that they got over it pretty quickly. She wow. got divorced from her husband.
Yeah. Ooh. Good for them.
That's
just a rough place to be.
But anyway, and so you guys are talking and okay, he's yeah. like, I would never cheat on anybody.
And I'm like, that's really nice to hear.
Would you?
And I go, me? No. Why would I do that? That feels insane.
My ex-wife did.
I get it.
The one before, actually, my ex-girlfriend. My wife died.
Right.
Of natural causes. And I took care of her until the bitter end.
That's really sweet.
And so, mousetrap, now we're having wine, okay?
Okay.
He's like, do you want to lay in the hammock and look at the stars?
That's, now you've really done it.
And he has a big,
he
comfy
has a hammock?
Afghan, and the hammock, like, lowers out. It's like,
no.
a, and it's like huge.
Oh.
And it's like in a clearing of
I'm
the skies.
I'm crying.
And then.
This is maybe the most romantic thing in the world.
You hear a hoo, hoo. You look over and there's an owl and you see an owl here. Okay?
Okay,
and then you hear rustling, and there's a bear on the ground, but you're safe because
okay,
you're
yeah,
up
we're
in the
safe.
Thing.
Bears
and the bear is enjoying a snack. It's just you're
well,
surrounded
sweet.
By nature.
Nature.
And so you start making out.
I think
of
that's
course,
only right.
And we hear a wolf howl at the moon. We pan
I
up
love
to the
that.
Moon.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah.
Morning. You're still in the hammock. The beautiful scenery.
Beautiful.
I'm face down in the. Wait, where was I again?
You're cuddling the bed.
Yeah, and I'm like.
Okay, you're just in a bad mood in the
morning. No, I'm in a good mood. Okay. We're both in great moods
I
now.
Love
so we're
that.
Both like, we should forgive.
He brings you breakfast in bed.
Amazing.
Waffles, a little flour.
And he's like, I bet you can't get this at Walmart.
Yeah. And you say, I don't know. I've never actually been in.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
Right.
I've never shopped at one.
Yeah. So then he's like, why don't we go back to the treehouse and see if... I did get a text from Jeff that Connie made it there, in case you were concerned.
Oh, I didn't realize that's where she was going.
I guess she found her way there.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if she planned it. It just kind of happened.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
Okay. Well, let's go. Get in the car.
It's good for her as long as she's ready to apologize for being a bitch.
Okay. Great. I think maybe if you both come in sort of like acknowledging whatever happened on your end and then hopefully everyone can take accountability.
Well, if she takes accountability, I'll take accountability.
Okay.
Even
good.
Though I don't really have anything
there it
to
is.
Be accountable
I think that's,
for.
I think that it'll just go better that way if both of you bring in something. You know, how you would have done things differently, maybe.
I'm going to bring in forgiveness.
And you're like, I don't know if it's
going to go
well.
Although this advice is good.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people have the balls to stand up to me in this way.
Well, you've seen my balls.
Charming.
Charming. I like them. So you guys are driving over. You get to the treehouse. You guys climb up. It's the bucket game. It's a fun time.
He takes
time.
The ladder. I take the bucket.
And you come in. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm glad you survived.
Okay. Do you have anything to say?
I was going to ask if you wanted some coffee.
I would love some coffee.
As well as the fact that I feel like I said some things I didn't mean to say last night.
Thank you so much. My favorite creamer is an apology.
Okay, good. Well, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I'm sorry for putting up with
no.
I'm sorry for saying fuck off.
That was hurtful.
Okay, good. So we're all good.
Okay, is that...
What else should I apologize for?
I think that we turned on each other and we hit for the guttural. And I think that we have to be a team.
Okay.
Okay. And I think we need to maybe talk about, like, do we think pushing a Walmart here is a good idea?
Well, ever since falling in love last night.
Wait, how did it go?
It went great.
Wow, you're glowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to quit my job.
Wow.
What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was never considered a nature girl or even like a treehouse woman, but I
mean, this is nicer than your apartment.
I know. I really like it. It's spacious. He does everything. I don't really do anything. I just kind of get
to Jeff,
look.
How much would it cost to get one of these built?
Yeah. All around.
All around.
The forest. Maybe it could be a...
Let's destroy this place.
No, but... Maybe it could make...
Can we do it green, Jeff? Yeah, is it possible green. To not harm the trees and simultaneously live in them?
He's like, of course. I keep the trees that are there. That's my support system. And then I use the woods that is from trees that have been cut down before to build the infrastructure.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but in that we'll make it make sense.
We'll make it make sense. And then I go, I think we can make it. It'll all be, what if we just, and then this is us.
Yeah.
We don't need to, we say no selling.
And so, or he's like, let's just take a moment and watch the sunrise. It's early.
Oh my God.
We're watching the sunrise. The sun rises, the sun sets 1 year later.
Wow.
Okay. We are living in a full tree community. And you and I are sitting at desks and somebody, we hear a knock at the bucket.
Yep.
And we press a button, motorized, pulls the bucket up.
Yeah.
It's almost like an elevator.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, thank God. I'm getting divorced from my husband and I need some advice. And we're like, okay, sweetie, come on in. And then we pan out and we see Sparkles and what's my last name?
Desmond.
Proper. Sparkles and Proper.
Oh my gosh. Law and legal advice.
Whatever. Legal, yeah. Lawyers.
Lawyers.
Lawyers at trees.
Lawyers at trees.
And we're divorce attorney. Oh. Well, we're whatever
you need. We're lawyers.
In town.
Yes.
We're just the lawyers. And they pan out and Jeff is, you know, working in an office planning more of these communities.
Oh,
and,
brilliant.
The mayor.
Yeah.
Brings us both a cup of coffee and he's like, I figured you would want one as well.
Thank
and he
you.
Rubs my back and we see on his back a gold wedding band.
Wow.
Okay. And the movie is called
Love in the Trees.
Honestly,
it's beautiful.
Treetops of Love.
Timber for Love.
Treetops Love.
Treetops Love.
Love Tops. Let's just do Love in the Trees.
Love in the Trees.
Love in the Trees.
Love in the Trees.
Featuring Valerie Bertinelli.
Wow. What's that? Nathan Lane.
And Nathan Lane. Okay.
I love Nathan Lane.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one. What a beautiful, what an enchanting story.
Beautiful, enchanting.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I loved it. Mystical. Okay, guys. Well.
Have the best holiday season.
Yeah.
Get through
happy
it.
Holidays.
It's the middle.
Happy
it's going to be rough, but you can do it.
And check out the Patreon.
Yes.
We will be back the week after. So January 7th,
I
think, will
yeah.
be the first episode back. Right? First,
yeah,
7th?
I think so.
7 days in a week. Yeah.
Minus 10.
So we will see you then. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
and artwork by Abby Lloyd.